Well, good Tuesday morning, beloved. It is truly a pleasure to begin this day together with you in reading God's Word. Today we are in Hosea chapter 2, verses 2 through 23. Here, Israel's unfaithfulness to the Lord is compared to that of an unfaithful wife. In Hosea's time, many of the people were honoring the Canaanite god Baal because they believed Baal fertilized the sun with fertilized the earth with rain. This chapter concludes with the Lord's declaration of love for Israel and a promise to make the people prosperous. God's saving word for us again this week is mercy and forgiveness. So let's begin reading Hosea chapter 2, beginning at verse 2. My children, plead with your mother, though she is no longer a wife to me, and I am no longer her husband. Plead to her to stop her adultery and prostitution. If she does not, I will strip her as naked as she was on the day she was born. I will make her like a dry and barren land, and she will die of thirst. I will not show mercy to her children. They are the children of a shameless prostitute. She herself said, I will go to my lovers. They give me food and water, wool and linen, olive oil and wine. So I'm going to fence her in with thorn bushes and build a wall to block her way. She will run after her lovers, but will not catch them. She will look for them, but will not find them. Then she will say, I'm going back to my first husband. I was better off then than I am now. She would never acknowledge that I am the one who gave her the grain, the wine, the olive oil, and all the silver and gold that she used in the worship of Baal. So at harvest time, I will take back my gifts of grain and wine, and I will take away the wool and the linen I gave her for clothing. I will strip her naked in front of her lovers, and no one will be able to save her from my power. I will put an end to all her festivities, her annual and monthly festivals, and her Sabbath celebrations, all her religious meetings. I will destroy her grapevines and her fig trees, which she said her lovers gave her for serving them. I will turn her vineyards and orchards into a wilderness. Wild animals will destroy them. I will punish her for the times that she forgot me, when she burned incense to Baal and put on her jewelry to go chasing after her lovers. The Lord has spoken. So I'm going to take her into the desert again. There I will win her back with words of love. I will give back to her the vineyards she had and make Trouble Valley a door of hope. She will respond to me there as she did when she was young, when she came from Egypt. Then, once again, she will call me her husband. She will no longer call me her Baal. I will never let her speak the name of Baal again. At that time, I will make a covenant with all the wild animals and the birds so that they will not harm my people. I will also remove all weapons of war from the land, all swords and bows, and let my people live in peace and safety. I will make you my wife. I will be true and faithful. I will show you constant love and mercy and make you mine forever. I will keep my promise and make you mine, and you will acknowledge me as Lord. At that time, I will answer the prayers of my people Israel. I will make the rain fall on the earth, and the earth will produce grain and grapes and olives. I will establish my people in the land and make them prosper. I will show love to those who were called unloved, and to those who were called not my people, I will say, you are my people. And they will answer, you are our God. And today's key verse is Hosea chapter 2, verse 23, where the Lord says, I will say, you are my people, and they will answer, you are our God. Again, beloved, the chastisement of the Lord is difficult. It may seem like an eternity, but God does not chastise us just for the purpose of chastising. His desire is to bring us back into himself. And that's exactly what he did with Israel. And someday, in the near future, Israel again will open her eyes and see her God and will come back to him asking and begging for forgiveness, and God will forgive them, and God will reinstitute all of the covenants that he had with his wife Israel. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, you are faithful and true. You alone are my God, and I acknowledge you as my life. Draw me close to you and teach me your ways. Amen. Well, our Tuesday together has come to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading Hosea chapter 3, verse 1 through chapter 4, verse 3, where Hosea is told to love his unfaithful wife. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless is my prayer.